RVFTA's Campground of the Week is sponsored by Jayco. To view their complete line of RVs, visit jayco.com. And by Progressive Insurance. Get an RV policy quote by calling 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visiting progressive.com/RV. And by Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts. To find a campground near you, visit campjellystone.com.
America the Beautiful. There is adventure to be found around every corner.
And there is no better way to explore it than by staying at one of our country's 14,000 campgrounds.
Our team of correspondents will guide you to the best places to park your rig or pitch your tent.
On each week's episode, we'll give a complete review of one campground, location, activities, amenities, best sites, and tons of other insider intel.
Plus, we'll talk about regional highlights, food, culture, attractions, family fun, and all things great outdoors.
From the East Coast to the West Coast, and from the Great Lakes to the Mississippi Delta, it's time to hit the open road with RVFTA's Campground of the Week. Our Northeast and Midwest and Pacific Northwest correspondents are Jeremy and Stephanie Puglisi. Don't worry, all you other correspondents. You're not out of a job or anything.
We can't keep up this pace forever.
But anyway, we're Jeremy and Stephanie Puglisi. We're the authors of The Idiot's Guide to RV Vacations, or we're the co-hosts of the RV Family Travel Atlas and Campground of the Week podcasts. Welcome to the show, Stephanie.
Thank you so much, Jeremy. And I'm happy to be on the show talking Ohio, because we got a lot of Ohio listeners out there.
You know, the Midwest's been good to us.
Yes, they have been.
Well, the whole RV industry.
The whole RV industry, exactly. Yeah.
But our Ohio and Michigan listeners are passionate campers, and Indiana.
They are. And I kind of feel like, you know, it's always a little, you're always a little hesitant to step on somebody else's turf, like to go into somebody else's hometown and tell them where to camp. But I kind of feel like we have a little bit of a hidden gem here for people from Ohio. So where are we going this week?
We are going to the Whispering Hills Jellystone Park Camp Resort. And I think it's a major hidden gem. I think in terms of all the campgrounds we've reviewed in the last year, this is maybe something that is flying under people's radars in a major way.
So hidden that you can't even find it on Google Maps. Be careful when you're entering into your GPS.
They need to fix that.
They have to get that up.
But look, it's pretty close to some major population centers. So it's in Big Prairie, which is Holmes County, Ohio. It's about an hour and a half southish of Cleveland. It's not directly south.
Southwest.
A little bit southwest. About an hour southwest of Akron. So if you're in Ohio, you could probably get to this one for a weekend pretty quickly.
I think this is a great weekend getaway from the greater Cleveland area, which obviously includes Canton, Akron, that whole area. We're somewhat, people who've been listening to our podcast for a little while know that we're somewhat familiar with the area because we have very, very good family friends who live in the Akron area. Then, and when I went to school in Michigan, we used to meet up in that area all the time and
hang out. When we were dating.
Yes.
Instead of driving all the way out to Michigan, I'd meet you in Ohio and we'd go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, so we go out there and we like to meet up with our friends and discover new camping places.
And Twins Days has become, maybe is becoming a ritual for our family. We've gone 2 years in a row.
Yeah. All right, so let's dive in and talk a little bit more about this campground. Well, first of all, obviously we said that it is a Jellystone Park camp resort, right? But it is newly one. So that's one of the reasons why you may not have heard of it yet. It was just a private campground for many years. And now it's turned into a Jellystone. And I feel like they've just sort of like grabbed that ring and ran with it. Like they really embraced what the best Jellystones look like right now, and they're trying to, you know, emulate that at their campground.
Yeah, this was a gorgeous campground, and my favorite thing about it was that it had all of the really fun things you'd expect at a high quality Jellystone Park, but it was also very quiet and peaceful and relaxing, and the hills actually did whisper.
I heard them.
Yeah. So it's this rolling country area, right? You see the hills off in the distance. There's the, you know, fields with the cows that you can see across the street.
Too far in the distance.
No, I mean, like, you can see them.
And the campground's like kind of hilly itself.
Right, Barry. It's farmland that you're surrounded by. There's horses that you're passing as you go there. So if you want that bucolic country retreat, this is a great place to go.
And as you mentioned, like, a great escape from Cleveland. And I don't know if we've ever, like, recommended this before in Campground of the Week. This would be a great place to have a seasonal. There's definitely a small but very nice seasonal section as well. So if you're looking for a place to park the rig for the whole year, this could be the place. Now, it is a large campground.
Big, yeah.
And I was shocked. I went onto their website just to check how many sites. Over 200 sites and over 22 cabins. I would have guessed about 120 sites, and I would have guessed wrong. Partly because there's two distinct sections to the campground, and also just partly because it has a smaller feel, even though it is a larger campground for sure.
Absolutely. And also the cabins. Let's talk about them because we've been really talking about alternate accommodations on a lot of these campground reviews lately. If you want to try out the campground, or if just for some reason it's not convenient to tow for a quick weekend getaway, this campground has the brand new beautiful cabins. We saw them at the Hagerstown Jellystone. Just gorgeous cabins.
This had the most variety in terms of cabins. You know, a lot of campgrounds, like, they just have like 20 of the same exact type of cabin. They had four or five different models here, and a couple of them were like the size of houses.
Yeah,
like a whole family reunion could probably happen in one of those gigantic cabin rentals.
Now, another thing I liked was that the cabins were situated right near some of the RV sites. So it would be very easy to do that mixed, you know, getaway here with family or friends who did not have an RV. You could find an RV site that's right next to a cabin and feel like you're camping together, even if you don't both have RVs.
They also had park models for rent. They had like a row of nice new-looking park models for rent. They actually have some RVs that are for rent. And it says they have yurts on their website. I don't remember seeing a yurt.
I didn't see a
yurt.
But
it says on their website they have a yurt. And it's very possible that we didn't see every inch of the campground.
Yeah, absolutely. Even though we did. And I will put into the show notes for this Campground of the Week, if you want to head over and look, we did a Facebook Live. And I can insert that Facebook Live video into the show notes so that you can kind of take a tour of the campground with us.
We had a golf cart. We got a really good tour of the whole campground. That's a great idea. Now, the price range, $42 to $82. The prices are less Sunday through Thursday than they are on the weekend. And then, of course, they're less in the shoulder seasons than they are in the summer. But in terms of a maximum price of $82 for their best sites, it's fairly reasonable. And once again, you have to consider all of the fun activities and amenities you're getting at a Jellystone when you look at that $82 price tag and compare it to another campground. Another campground's not going to have activities all day long for the kids.
Right. So this is not a base camp. You're not going to come here and then leave and go away all day exploring different areas and spending money at different attractions. This is the kind of campground where you can go with your kids, your two kids, your three kids, your four kids, and spend the entire day at the campground having fun. So you always have to factor in that value when you're considering the cost of different kinds of campgrounds.
And it is a destination campground. I mean, no offense taken here, but you're not going to go to this section of Ohio to explore the entire area and do 100 exciting things. I mean, sure, Cleveland is there and there's lots of stuff, but that's about an hour and a half away. This is a quiet part of the state, but a beautiful part of the state.
All right. Now, let's talk about some of the site details, okay? Let's dive into what the actual sites were like and what you can expect when you're reserving here.
We stayed in the row of pull-throughs. It was sites 12 through 17. These sites were very long pull-throughs. They were not incredibly wide. The neighbors were somewhat close, but everybody was super friendly. Would have been nice to see a little landscaping in between those sites. I liked being close to the pool, but right on top of the pool. So, and also the boys could like run to the playground and go over and do some of that fun stuff. And we could basically keep our eyes on them right from our site.
Yeah. So this is one of those situations where you need to look at a campground map when you're booking, because there's going to be a lot of different preferences for where you would want to be in this campground. So like Jeremy said, we were really close to all the action. And when we pulled in, I was a little hesitant. Sometimes, you know, you have that response. You're like, ooh, is this a good site for us? We ended up really liking it. It was so convenient for us to be able to just walk to the jump pillow, walk to the pool right there, literally across
and
the
And we
path.
Were across from like a little mini farm.
Yeah, the alpacas were right across from us. And I really enjoyed just like kind of sitting there looking at them during the day. So it was fine. But I think that some people might really want to be towards the back of the campground where there's a field and there's a gaga ball pit. It's a little quieter back there, or all the way across on the other side of the campground.
No, the problem with that, though, is the back along that field, which they call Top of the World, it's gorgeous back there. I mean, the campground overlooks these rolling fields that you can walk out into. And as Stephanie mentioned, there's gaga ball. Those are mostly seasonal sites there. But you could get
a
row or two away from there.
Yeah.
And it just reminds me that this campground is beautiful on all sides. I mean, on one side, there's woods and there's like legitimate hiking. Like you can do like a mile and a half hike down into a ravine. And then on one side, there's the rolling hills and the farmland. And then across the road, there's a lake right there, which it is across the street, but it's part of their property and you can fish there. And that was kind of pretty too. So this is surrounded by beauty on all four sides.
Okay, so our sites were pull-through, like we said, but many of the other sites were back in, and many of them offered the opportunity to create these sort of buddy site areas. And a lot of people were doing that while we were there.
There was almost like a little camping village where mm-hmm. there was about eight, I don't know, was it about eight rigs that were circled up with a huge common area in the middle that was obviously intentionally designed for group camping. So that would be really cool if you wanted to do a rally here.
Yeah, you could back in across the way from each other, two back in. Create that in-between space, and it was actually a nice way to have buddy sites without being that like awning to awning. Instead, you're like the back of the trailer to the back of the trailer, and the space in the middle is for both of you. And I kind of like that concept. It was very grassy spots there. They actually had the sites painted. The lines for the sites were like painted along the grass like a baseball field or something because it was just all grass.
So you don't accidentally, you know.
Yeah. You know,
put your cornhole game on somebody else's site.
You can stay on your site, but I like that because it was just
probably
like showing
stops a lot
you.
Of arguments.
Exactly.
Now, the overall feel of this campground, that was very interesting because I think that, you know, a retired couple or people traveling without kids, if they had a site just slightly away from all like the Jellystone Park stuff, I think you would be just as happy as a family with kids at this campground. I really think this is a Jellystone that is good for any type of RVer.
Yeah, we've visited some of these Jellystones that manage to incorporate a lot of the activities and amenities that we'll talk about in a minute without feeling super hyped up, right? Like, it's like they manage to balance that calm, relaxing getaway along with all of the family fun. It's a hard balance to strike and, you know, just some magical places do it. And I know that you particularly thought that they struck that balance here. I mean, you were really like,
this was one of my favorite Jellystones. You know, it didn't have the gigantic water slides that some Jellystones might have, but it just had that peaceful, relaxing feeling. I was really happy to grab a cup of coffee in the morning and walk out into the farmland around the campground. And I really, really enjoyed this Jellystone. I think anybody in that greater Cleveland, Ohio area should check this place out.
All right. Now, before we move on and talk about the amenities and activities that were here at this campground, which, of course, there's going to be a lot because it is a Jellystone, we want to thank our sponsor, Jayco. Since 1968, Jayco has been providing a way for generations of family to create lasting memories together. Today, Jayco offers everything from camping trailers to gas Class A motorhomes, complete with more standard features and a longer, stronger 2-year limited warranty. Jayco gives you the value you're looking for and the peace of mind you deserve. Lots of family fun is to be had around the campfire with a Jayco nearby. For more information, visit your closest Jayco dealer or jayco.com. Jayco, generations of family fun.
Now, when you talk Jellystone, you got to talk amenities and activities. There were so many great amenities at this campground. A large heated swimming pool, and there was food service right by the pool, so you could order lunch and eat it right by the pool. They had really good local ice cream in the camp store. They had the jumping pillow and the jumping pad, and that is a real favorite of ours for our kids when they have both of those. Why is that?
Well, you know, the littler kids do better on the jumping pad, you know, that which is like the flat area, and the jumping pillow, all the bigger kids can kind of go wild and like just baby like bounce all over the place. But something that I liked about this campground is another thing it's hard to strike a balance between is being like rulesy and being laid back and easygoing. And this campground campground, I like the fact that I felt like they were putting the rules where it mattered. Like, they had a gate surrounding the jumping pillow and the jumping pad. And on that gate, it had a big old sign that said, like, kids under, I think it was like 12 or something, are not allowed in this area without a parent or guardian. And, you know, I really do think that it's good for campgrounds to insist upon some sort of supervision, because quite often that can be one of the leading complaints of guests, that there's kids there that weren't behaving right and sort of mulling over.
Particularly on
that
jumping
kids.
Pillow. Yeah. You get a couple teenagers on there and it just ruins the fun for all the little kids there. We've seen that happen a dozen times.
But they also did the right thing and they provided comfortable seating for adults. And that is one of my big,
lots of,
you know,
bench seating,
tips.
Some shade.
Yeah, they had the Adirondack chairs there. So, you know, you could be there, you could be hanging out, you could be reading a magazine or whatever, and your kids could be jumping. So good move on that part. Two thumbs up.
Another thing that we love, mini golf was no extra charge, and the balls and the
clubs.
I am
putters.
So bad at mini golf. Yeah. I am, like, seriously the weakest link in our family mini golf games, and I'm just not knowledgeable about golf. I know who Tiger Woods is, but you don't even have to go into the camp store to check them out. They're just there for you to take, and you can jump into a game of mini golf at any time. The Jellystones that are doing that, you know, kudos to you. We think it's terrific.
Yes, absolutely. Because what do you want to do as a family? You want to engage in these, like, small moments of family togetherness at a campground, at a Jellystone. And that's what you can do, right? We played a game of mini golf after breakfast one morning, and then we went on about our day. It didn't have to be a big thing. It was just quick mini golf. And then we played another game, I think, like, after ice cream on another night, right? You can just jump in, play, and go away. It doesn't have to be a big commitment.
And now Max and Theo are getting to the point where they can play.
Now they're really good. Like, they're finally good. Wesley's still working
now
on.
Here I'm going to drop the hammer and really show you why this campground is awesome. Not one, but two Gaga ball pits. So Max and Theo freaked.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if there weren't kids playing at one, we would take a walk over to the other one, and sure enough, there would be somebody there. And that's one of the Gaga ball pits is up by that field, that top of the world, which is just kind of a gorgeous place to hang out. And then the other one is down in this kind of overarching sports area that had volleyball and basketball. So like the best Jellystones, there was lots of sports activities to do for the kids there. So teenagers would also be happy here with the basketball, the volleyball, and the frisbee golf.
Okay, right. A huge frisbee golf course. That was really one of the best I've seen, like, in state parks. I've seen ones this big and everything. So that was really good. Now, they also had a nice, like, a really great communal area. And this is one of my favorite things. When campgrounds do it right, it really gets me excited. This communal area, first of all, they had a fire pit that they just lit. It was lit every evening, and it had really nice seating around it. People could come and go. It wasn't like an activity like s'mores night. It was just lit at night, and you could go and enjoy it if you wanted to. They also had an outdoor movie for both nights that we were there.
And come to think of it, that outdoor movie theater was close to the outdoor mm-hmm. community fire pit. So the adults could
yes.
sit around that community campfire with other adults while the kids watched a movie about 20 feet away.
Exactly. And then one night it was a little rainy when we were there, and they had the movie instead show inside the, like, group lodge there, which again had great seating, lots of tables, comfy chairs, and there was a good, I would say, 30 people
watching
the movie. Lots
of communal spaces here. So there's mm-hmm. that indoor room you're talking about, the outdoor fire pit, the outdoor movie theater. Then there's an entire covered indoor game area,
yeah.
right, which had pool tables and couches, and on a rainy day, you could have lounged in there all day. We love shared communal spaces at a campground, and they had them in spades.
Yes. And they also, that was right next to where you could order food if you wanted to get the pizza, where they had nice picnic tables that you could eat it. You could get your ice cream there. I just felt like the flow of it really, you know, there's some campgrounds that beg you to stay. That beg you to hang out there for the day and kind of move
around
and go from one place to another.
I almost tried to talk you out of going to Twins Days, which in retrospect is, like, crazy. I can't believe I did that. But I really wanted to lounge at this campground.
Yeah, I was like, one of the reasons why we organized the trip this way was to go to
Twins. We drove out to Ohio for that.
Because we were like, okay, well, we could do this and hit that. And I'm like, you're crazy.
We would have regretted not going to Twins Days. I'm glad I came to my senses on that. Now, if all of that stuff is not enough, there's still more to this campground. There's a full-sized corn maze on the property. And Max and Theo and I did it one night just before dark, and it got a little scary, okay?
Yeah,
it took us a while to get out. Oh, I'm glad Wes didn't do it. But it's like one of those corn mazes that you like go spend money on in around where we're from anyway.
Right.
And like you buy hot cider at the end.
Yeah.
I mean, this was not a joke, this corn maze, even though it was in the shape of like Yogi Bear or something like that.
That's a fun touch. And campground owners out there, you know, if you think of something that people remember is different about your campground than any other campground that they've visited. And this would be one of them, you know.
And one other unique touch. I don't think I've ever seen this anywhere, and we didn't get to utilize it because we were gone for Twins Days. They have a nature cabin. So in one of their sections of cabins, they've basically dedicated one and like turned it into a classroom and an activity center. So the kids meet there and they go on nature walks with Ranger Dave. And Ranger Dave commented on Facebook to us afterwards, and he's like, "Oh, I'm so sorry we missed you guys." I was like, "Ranger Dave,
thanks for showing my nature cabin."
I'm like, "Ranger Dave, I'm so sorry we missed you." And they do all kinds of crafts and activities down there. And like I said, it is a legitimate, gorgeous walk into a ravine. And there's even like a hemlock grove there that grows. It's like the only one in the area because of this deep ravine that kind of goes further down and allows those types of trees to grow.
Now, we would be remiss not to mention that there was also activities like all day long during the summer.
One thing that
not just on the weekends.
Jellystone apart from a lot of their competitors is that most of them have activities Monday through Friday and Saturday and Sunday, not just weekend activities, but activities every day of the week. So Monday, I'm just reading off their calendar. Monday at 9:30, Craft Shack, okay? At 11:30, Flagpole, group activity. 1 p.m. at the pool, picture time with Yogi. 2 o'clock, pool games. 3 o'clock, candy bar bingo. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. And there's also themed weekends every weekend. So we were there for Wet and Wild weekend, and there was a cannonball contest. Now, Max and Theo have been practicing their cannonballs for like 2 years. And this was
they didn't know they were prepping for this event.
This was the culmination of 2 years of cannonball practice. I would say about 25 kids entered the cannonball contest, some older than Max and Theo. And guess who won?
Yeah, Max walked away with the medal.
Max Puglisi.
Yeah.
Walked away with the medal, which Theo pointed out was made of plastic, which was like one of the most obnoxious things.
No sour grapes there.
I know. So look.
It's hard to be an identical twin and have your brother win something.
Activities galore, amenities galore, but also just in this beautiful country setting. Stephanie, how was the Wi-Fi?
The Wi-Fi was fine, and the cell reception was adequate too. So that was good. We were very much out in the country, and yet we were able to do a Facebook Live, and that's always a good sign to say, if we can do a Facebook Live, then we can definitely, you know, use our phones while we're there at the campground.
Insider details?
Yeah, I would say really you should go during the week, because this is one of those campgrounds. We were there leading into the weekend and through the weekend, and it was one of those campgrounds that filled up on Friday and emptied out on Sunday.
Thursday night, it was really quiet, and Friday night, it wasn't rowdy Friday night, but
no.
Friday night, the campground was full.
Yeah.
So go like Sunday to Thursday, and you'll have the campground to yourselves, and there'll be all of the activities. Now, this was a great campground. This was close to a perfect campground. If we go back to Twins Days next summer, I will be staying at this campground, but we know that nobody's perfect. So what should they improve?
I really felt that the sites were too narrow. They were long. So, you know, technically we had plenty of space because we had, you know, all of our bikes and everything. They were all like towards the back.
We could drop
the
toy hauler door. We had room for the bikes, room for the golf cart that we rented, room for my truck in the front. But then our neighbor's RV was pretty close to us.
Right. So we had a neighbor that had a fifth wheel with slides. And when you feel like that, you know, those slides are sort of like right there at the edge of your site, it feels too narrow.
And here's the thing. They were super friendly. So it didn't matter. Like to me, if your neighbors are close and they're nice, I don't care. But if your neighbors are close and they're not nice, it's going to be annoying.
Yeah, I felt that the sites could be widened.
Or just maybe that little bit of landscaping or something that separates them in terms of some planting or some bushes or some flowers or something like that might have
now,
helped.
Now, we were not able to do – we did Twins Day, and we were also visiting with friends while we were there. But we did get to head into Worcester. Am I saying it right? I feel like
it sounds like a New England name that way.
Worcester.
But yeah, I think when we said Worcester, we were corrected by the natives.
Okay. So Worcester.
Which was a super charming little town.
Really?
And Shreve, which was even closer, was also a cute town, but we didn't even stop in Shreve. But Worcester, we found a really great coffee shop. It was called the Templeton Scottish Bakery and Coffee. really lovely spot to chill out and relax for a while. And then also, I found one of my favorite used bookstores I've ever been in my life. It was called Books in Stock. The boys each found a book that they wanted. Wesley found a children's book that he wanted. I got four different baseball books that I promised the boys I would read to them at some point, including one on like the Red Sox trading Babe Ruth, which the boys are like fascinated by the concept that like the Red Sox actually traded Babe Ruth. And I think I spent $50 and walked away with about $10. So this, if you're at all a book nerd like I am, it is so worth it to head into Worcester. And go get a cup of coffee.
Not Worcester.
And go buy Worcester. Some used books.
Yeah.
Our close friends raved about Broken Rocks Cafe and Bakery in that same town, but we didn't get there, sadly.
Yeah, but it was just kind of one of those downtowns that actually had a lot. If you were walking around, like we were going over to our friend's house for dinner that night, and I wanted to get a little hostess gift, and we wandered into one of those like olive oil and balsamic vinegar tasting stores. Max and I, you guys were somewhere else at the time doing something else.
The bookstore still.
Max and I did all this taste testing in that store. Like, it was just kind of one of those downtowns where you could kind of wander from storefront to storefront and actually entertain yourself and find some nice things, which was just, it kind of took us by surprise because it's on the smaller side. So we had a nice little time down there and a nice
afternoon.
And
we saw a used Jayco motorhome for sale for like $9,000. And we popped out of the car. We looked at that for a long time.
Yeah, it's always good to look at a used Jayco RV on the side of the road. All right. Well, that is our review of the Whispering Hills Jellystone Park Camp Resort in Big Prairie, Ohio, just south of Cleveland. We had a really great long weekend stay here, and we highly recommend it for anybody looking for that kind of getaway in the Akron, Canton, Cleveland area.
All right. A huge thank you to our sponsors, to Jayco. To view their complete line of now 2018 RVs, head on over to jayco.com. And a huge thank you to Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts. You can check them out at campjellystone.com. And also a big thank you to our friends at Progressive Insurance.
Did you know adding your RV insurance with another Progressive policy like auto, motorcycle, or boat is a great way to save money when you are out on the road seeing the sights? Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com/RV for more info today.
We will see you in the Whispering Hills.
We'll see you at the campground.
See you at the campground. Thank you so much for tuning in to RVFTA's Campground of the Week.
Links to the campground and regional attractions can be found in the show notes at campgroundoftheweek.com.
And don't forget to check out the other podcasts in our network.
RV Family Travel Atlas is hosted by yours truly, Jeremy and Stephanie Puglisi, and available every Friday morning.
And Girl Camper, Going Places, Doing Things, is hosted by Janine Pettit and released every Tuesday morning.
Join us next Thursday for another great review from our team of campground correspondents who will inspire you to hit the open road and explore America the Beautiful.